Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto Palestine Film Festival is on right now with movies, shorts, and documentaries by and about Palestinians, as well as music, cuisine, and art to share with other Canadians. This is its 17th year, and it's never been more relevant, so check it out. But this week, I'm looking at three new movies that premiered at TIFF and are all opening theatrically this weekend. There's an elderly woman who tells a lie, a seamstress in a sweatshop who disappears without a trace, and a female officer in the Canadian Army who wishes a certain photo would just go away. Eleanor the Great, directed by Scarlett Johansson. Eleanor Morgenstein, played by June Squibb, is a grandma in her 90s. Since her husband died 10 years back, she has shared her Florida condo with her best friend, Bessie, whom she's known for 70 years. They do everything together and work well as a team. Where Bessie is timid, Eleanor is brash and outspoken. If there's something Bessie needs, Eleanor knows how to get it, even if it involves telling a few fibs. She has chutzpah to spare. But when Bessie suddenly dies, Eleanor realizes there's no reason to stick around, so she packs up her bags and flies back to New York for the first time in decades. She's staying with her daughter Lisa, played by Jessica Hecht, and her grandson Max, played by Will Price. She's hoping for some quality time with her family, but Lisa's a worrywart and Max is always busy with his friends or at school. So she takes up her daughter's offer to attend some classes at the JCC that she signed her up for. Maybe it'll be a chance to meet some new friends. First class is a total washout. Broadway musical, so she wanders into the hall and joins another group almost by accident. It's a support group for Holocaust survivors, and the members urge Eleanor as a newcomer to tell her story. She's not a Holocaust survivor, but her best friend Bessie was, and she knows all her memories, especially the death of Bessie's brother. So, in deference to her best friend, she tells them to the group as if they're her own. Why not, right? It goes over well, a bit too well, actually. A teenage college student, Nina, played by Erin Kellyman, is auditing the group and soon bonds with Eleanor. Her mom recently died and her dad is distant and withdrawn. The two women bond and form a friendship which involves sharing their intimate stories. Nina is in a journalism class and now she wants to make a video of Eleanor telling her Holocaust memories as part of an assignment. But from there, things get really out of hand. Nina's dad, played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, happens to be a popular TV news journalist, and he wants to make Eleanor his next feature. But what will happen to her friendship with Nina, never mind her own family, once the truth inevitably comes out? Eleanor the Great is a nice, light, movie of the week type of drama about death, mourning, and intergenerational relations. It's a very simple and easy movie, part comedy, part weeper. What's good about it is the acting. June Squibb, who really is in her 90s, is great as the energetic down-home Eleanor. She played another rebellious granny in last year's hit Thelma, so she's someone to watch. This is Scarlett Johansson's first time as a director, and luckily, she doesn't bite off more than she can chew. She concentrates on characters. Squibb and Kellyman are both great in their roles, more than she does on the basic story. And you know what? That's good enough. I wouldn't call Eleanor the Great great, but it's worth the watch. Outstanding. co-written and directed by Mélanie Charbonneau. It's the 1990s, and Captain Perron is leading a troop of UN peacekeeping forces in the former Yugoslavia. So why is this unusual? Well, Sandra Perron, played by Nina Kiry, is a Canadian woman, the first ever to lead a squad of infantry soldiers in combat and the first female to serve in the prestigious 22nd Division, also known as the Van Dues. Raised as an army brat in bases across Canada, she comes from a long line of soldiers, so it makes sense that she's following in her father's vocation. She trained as a cadet and received commendations while still a teenager, and she's the first woman to survive the brutal training that squadron demands. But there's a photo circulating these days from her past that's threatening to derail her military career. It's a picture of her tied to a tree barefoot in the snow, semi-conscious. It was part of her training in a prisoner of war exercise that went far beyond the normal treatment soldiers are forced to endure. A Canadian woman facing treatment tantamount to torture at CFB Gagetown in New Brunswick. But Captain Perron isn't the one who released the photo. In fact, she doesn't want the photo circulated. She's endured years of hazing and bullying, harassment, obscene phone calls, sabotage to her kit, and a hidden campaign by certain officers to get rid of her. They detest the idea of serving alongside or, God forbid, under the command of a woman. And unlike the other women who attempted to join the Van Dues, she alone managed to survive and never quit. Outstanding is a biopic about a trailblazing woman in the Canadian Armed Forces. It's both moving and disturbing. The title, based on her memoirs, refers both to her achievements and to the notorious photo of her standing tied to a tree. That pic was eventually published in the press, triggering a wave of shock and disgust across the country. And one hopes eventually an improvement in how women are treated in the military. Nina Kiry gives an excellent performance, totally believable as Perron. While Hollywood churns out dozens of war movies each year, showcasing their latest weapons and fighter planes, you rarely see a Canadian one. So this one is full of details carefully chosen to distinguish how soldiers behave here. The military culture is quite different. Unlike in the U.S., there's no sir, yes, sir. And instead of saluting, a Canadian soldier stands sharply at attention. I never do this because you never see it in movies here. For this alone, it's an eye-opener. The film is not perfect. There's a particularly clumsy scene near the end, but altogether, it's a compelling and disturbing look at a Canadian woman's life in the military. The Ugly, written and directed by Yoon Sang-ho. Lim Yong-gyu, played by Kwon Hae-hyo, is a well-known carver of dojang. That's the name stamps they use in Korea, like a signature on official documents. He built up his business from scratch and raised his son as a single dad. His wife ran away soon after the baby was born. And since then, he's trained his adult son, Lim Dong-hwang, played by Park Jong-min, in every aspect of the craft. Now an adult, he's taking over the family business. And at this point in time, he's arranged for a documentary filmmaker, played by Han Ji-hyun, to celebrate his dad's life as a national treasure in a documentary. Why did she choose this man for her documentary? It's because he's been blind since birth, which makes his many accomplishments even more impressive. But filming is put on hold when a surprise announcement arrives. They found Dong Hwan's mother decades after she disappeared. Turns out she's been dead all that time and only her bones remain. This comes as a total shock to Dong Huang, and it just gets worse. First, his mother's long-lost relatives arrive for the funeral, but they're despicable people who just want to make sure he doesn't claim any of the family inheritance. They bullied and beat his mother, a veritable Cinderella story raised by this cruel family. It's also the first time he hears his mother described as ugly. Ugly how? He longs to see a photo of her just to know what his own mother looks like and to display it at the funeral. But there are no photos anywhere. Of course, his blind father doesn't have photos. And while Dong Huan is trying to process all this new information, the filmmaker leaps on it as a great story and insists on continuing the documentary, but with a new twist. Who killed his mom and why? Together, through a series of interviews with hidden cameras, they uncover events and people from her past, his mother's past, as the tragic puzzle gradually falls into place. The Ugly is a mystery about a kind-hearted woman, the main character's mother, and how she is horribly treated because of her looks. It's a heart-wrenching story, a dark, bleak view of humanity with only Dong Huan and his mom as redeeming characters. The story is told as a series of interviews with the various characters and extended flashbacks to what actually happened. Interestingly, the actor who plays Dong Hua also plays his blind dad as a young man in the flashbacks, while Jung Yong-hee plays his mom. But in this film, it's always from behind or from the side, so you never actually see her face. In Yong Sang-ho's previous movies, like Peninsula and Train to Busan, there's always an action hero surrounded by mutants or zombies or killers. In The Ugly, it's about normal people, but they're just as hideous. The Ugly is a powerful and dark look at human cruelty and physical beauty. Eleanor the Great, Outstanding, and The Ugly all open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.